The president of Spain's Supreme Court has issued an arrest order for the ousted Catalonia regional president, Carlos Puigdemont. Other ousted Catalan government members and MPs have appeared before courts in Madrid to face possible charges of rebellion, sedition and embezzlement. It follows the regional parliament's declaration of secession last week. The changes are punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Mr. Puigdemont, who has travelled to Belgium, says he will not return to Spain until he is given what he terms guarantees by the Spanish government. And former Catalan president Artur Mas has supported his actions.
It is quite logical that his lawyers give him advice in the sense that he has the right to defend himself. And probably staying in Brussels is the best way the lawyers understand that can help the strategy for his personal defense.
The European arrest warrant system, in place since 2004, makes it easier for European Union countries to demand the extradition of people wanted for crimes from other EU states. It removes political decision-making from the process. The issue of the international arrest warrant for Mr. Puigdemont means he will be arrested and brought before a Belgian judge within 24 hours. Mr. Puigdemont and his 13-member cabinet were among those summoned to Spain's national court. But Mr. Puigdemont surfaced in Belgium on Tuesday with some of his ex-ministers saying they were seeking freedom and safety there. A lawyer and legal assistant at Brussels Free University, Maxime Chaume, says the process after a warrant is normally straightforward, but this case could involve political questions.
Alors, c'est justement la question importante, c'est l'infraction qui...
The important question is to know what the charges are that will be laid by the Spanish justice system. For a European arrest warrant to be issued, the offence has to be more or less the same in Belgian law and in Spanish law. Sedition and rebellion, there isn't really the same thing in the Belgian Penal Code, but there is an offence for misuse of public funds. We'll have to see exactly why they would choose this, but in this instance, we have offences that are equivalent.
A lawyer for Mr. Puigdemont, Paul Buckart, says his client will not be seeking asylum in Belgium and intends to cooperate with Belgian police and judicial authorities. Mr. Buckart says his client should be allowed to face questioning in Belgium.
Il ne va pas à Madrid. Et j'ai proposé que...
He won't go to Madrid, and I offered that he could be questioned here in Belgium. It is possible. I don't know if we will do it, but this is possible. I had in the past similar cases where the suspect was being questioned in Belgium.
The court's decision to jail most of the suspects instead of allowing them bail has sparked outrage among Catalan independence supporters, with more street protests planned. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy sacked Mr. Puigdemont and his government last Friday, hours after the declaration of independence.